I'm saying, Spike had a little trick to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
I may be Love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it. What are you looking at?
Welcome to another edition of NakedSpike.com, the podcast devoted to the live journal community of Naked Spike. There at Naked Spike, you can read fanfic, and you can see some of the art, the man nips, all the wonderful things that are wonderfully Spike. I am your host, SusieQB77, and I'm going to bring you a story by Jenny Rules 2. I've read some of Jenny Rules 2 stories on here before. Love her writings. This one is titled Way Out. It is rated PG-13 for slight adult content and, of course, MM kissing. Angel smelled Spike before he could actually see him. Fancy seeing you here, drawled Spike. I heard. Did you now? Come to gloat? Angel shook his head. I came for you, Spike growled. I don't need you. Angel snarled. You aren't staying here. I won't have them hurting you. Like you care. Angel shoved Spike hard until they were against the wall of a nearby building. If you believe that, you really don't know me. With that, he kissed Spike roughly. There was no romance, no declaration of love, only the intense need. But it was better than Spike had expected. Spike began kissing him back with equal need. Suddenly they broke apart, each sensing unwelcome company in the alley. It was three vampires, each looking in the mood for a fight. Angel stepped protectively in front of Spike. "What do you want?" he demanded of them. The first vampire, who'd been a middle-aged woman in a former life, snarled. "Isn't it obvious and jealous? We're here to kill the two freaks. Vampires who don't kill humans, and in fact help them, are unnatural." "What can I say?" said Angel. "I've never been much good at doing what seemed expected of me." The second vampire, who was built like a football player, laughed. "Well, then you can die." That was the entire forewarning Spike and Angel got before they were attacked. Spike noticed a nearby stick on the ground and handed it to Angel. He managed to stake the first two vampires fast and easy. A few quick punches and they were down. The third one proved tougher. He'd managed to knock Angel to the ground. They each fought for control of Angel's makeshift stake. "Come on, Angel, stick it to him," Spike called out. Angel rolled his eyes. Spike as a cheerleader? Wait, that had some possibilities. He could get Spike to dress up, maybe. After they were safely back in L.A., though. He finally managed to push the stake through the other vampire's heart, who promptly exploded to dust, and brushed himself off. Spike looked at Angel expectantly, but Angel didn't respond. "Well now, you're the bloody hero, mate. What do we do now?" "I'm taking you home." Spike shook his head. "Why?" "Do you really have to ask?" Spike shrugged. "If you cared so bloody much, why didn't I get here sooner?" Spike nodded. "I'm sorry. I got here as soon as I could." "Right. Well, I reckon L.A. will be better than here." "I promise." Spike took Angel's offering hand and followed him to Angel's car. He didn't know what might happen in L.A., but at least he'd be with Angel. If you have a comment that you would like to make, please email me at spikepratt@ymail.com, and I would be glad to listen to your suggestions. If you want to submit a story and you're not a member of Naked Spike, then I encourage you to go to the Live Journal community, become a member of Naked Spike, and submit your story. Maybe DM me and tell me, hey, read my story. I will be more than happy to. Have a good week, everybody.
Farpoint Media.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out.
Don't you just love that song? The Firefly theme is one of the most beloved songs that Browncoats have, and it's sung by a truly special man, Sonny Rhodes. We as Browncoats and Whedon fans are known for rallying to help those in need. Because of Browncoats, we've been able to donate thousands to Kids Need to Read and Equality Now. Buffy fans have helped Make-A-Wish with their yearly Buffy Marathon. Now, Sonny needs our help. Currently, this piece of Firefly's history is facing a financial hardship. Being too sick to work has drained his personal finances, and to help this great blues man, his friends have decided to start a relief fund for the months that Sonny will be laid up recovering from these surgeries. While a majority of Sonny's medical will be paid by insurance, not all of the expenses will be covered. Buffy Between the Lines wants to help out, so we're doing a special episode that will only be available to those who donate to Sonny via his PayPal button. We're not collecting the funds ourselves, but we would like you to head over to Sonny's MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Sonny's Torch. That's SonnyStorch. Donate whatever you can to help out. Every little bit helps in these tough times. Once you've donated, send us an email at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com. Also include your PayPal transaction number or some proof of your donation. Add the subject line, For Sonny. We'll be sending everyone who participates and sends us an email a link to a special episode on April 1st, 2009. This episode will not appear anywhere else and is only available to those listeners who donate to help Sonny out. We're also going to give away some special goodies to randomly chosen entries. We have some Buffy Between the Lines swag, Buffy Season 8 posters, and other things we'll send to the lucky winners. So please, visit Buffy Between the Lines for all the details, and help us help a friend.
There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
The preceding program is part of the Farpoint Media family of podcasts. To find out more about Farpoint Media and the many other podcasts available, visit www.farpointmedia.net. A world of audio wonder awaits you there.
You're a nummy treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Oh, bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.